And then consider this, the distance from the Earth to the end of the galaxy that we're in, the Milky Way galaxy, that would be 310 feet of stacked papers, one on top of the other. Isn't that amazing? And then consider this, the Milky Way itself, it's just a speck in the universe. I think when we look at our telescopes and we look out, don't we come to the conclusion, isn't it amazing how enormous and mighty God's creation is? David knew it. I think we can agree with that. But David also carried something else with him, and that was a mirror. And this did something else that really humbled him. David's mirror that he used allowed him to look back at himself and see how relatively insignificant he was in the grand scheme of things. And so in the psalm it says this, in the verse it essentially says, "Oh, that you created man and that you even think of mankind, that you even consider him," David says. We don't know what was happening in David's life when he wrote these words. We're not quite so sure. We can imagine. I like to think that David wrote these words. Who is man that you would have a mind for him is what it says. As we hear those words, I would think that David was at a point in his life in which he felt insignificant and small. Have you ever felt insignificant and small? I have. Moments in which I've made mistakes, bad mistakes, and everyone else has seen them. It's kind of like the moment when a turtle kind of puts its head back in its shell. Have you ever had one of those moments? That's what it feels like to feel insignificant and small. When we promise something and we don't follow through, when we do something and everyone sees it, it's really a mess up and there's no way to turn it around. That's when we feel insignificant and small. David could have written this psalm, Psalm 8, maybe when he sinned with Bathsheba and everybody in the kingdom knew about it, or maybe at a point when Saul was seeking him out and he was hiding in different cave structures. Whatever it may be, David came to the conclusion as he looked back at himself, how small I am. I'm insignificant. David, just to repeat where we are here, David had a telescope and he had a big view of God. God was big. God created the universe. And David used a mirror. Man was, and David himself was relatively small. I think in today's culture and time, it's the opposite. God is kind of small and not all that powerful. And man is huge and can do whatever it wants. But David didn't see it that way. He had a telescope and a mirror. And then David came to a grateful kind of attitude expressed in this psalm. I want to pause here for a moment and just admit that some people will use a telescope and a mirror and come to the exact opposite conclusion. I'm thinking of someone like Stephen Hawking. Does anyone know who Stephen Hawking is? A really smart man and has said a lot of wonderful things too. I would say Stephen Hawking carried around with him a telescope and he knew the enormity of the universe. He agreed with David and said, "Wow, how amazing and big it is that this is here." And I think Stephen Hawking, especially when he had his challenges with life, mortality was around the corner, I think he had a mirror. He could look and see how insignificant and small he was in the grand scheme of things. But see, Stephen Hawking came to a different conclusion than David. He believed that God didn't exist and that God didn't really care all that much. How can we be more like David and less like Stephen Hawking in this regard, in just this one little regard, when it comes to faith? Well, my friends, you have an advantage over both David and Stephen Hawking. How's that? You have a telescope and you can see the grandeur of God's creation and the universe. You have that. You also have a mirror and can see how just your life is, in the grand scheme of things, kind of small. But you have one thing that neither David or Stephen Hawking had. You know that God came to you in the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. And God bridged the gap from his mightiness to our relatively small corner of the world. And Jesus came and died for us to forgive us of our sins, to love us and show us that God cares. Each time that we come forward and receive the body and blood of Jesus, my friends, it's a sign that God has bridged the gap and he has come to us. You are not insignificant. You are not someone who's made a mistake where everyone has seen and you can hide. No, God wants to meet you and be with you. You count and matter very much to God. It was about 50 years ago that human beings walked on the moon for the very first time. We celebrated that 3 years ago in the summer, I believe, was when it happened.